نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the charter of Islamic governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And in the previous session, we based our discussion on the sermon number 192 of Nahjul Balagha, which was also known as the Sermon of Qasi'ah. And we explained that how Imam Ali alayhi salam explains reasons why communities progressed and reasons why they degraded and regressed. And these are something that we need to take lessons from. Towards the end, Imam Ali alayhi salam in the sermon mentions a very important point. After mentioning the reasons why communities fell and plummeted low and stooped low after progress was because of the reason of being disunited. And there are many reasons why people become disunited. And mostly the reasons are some personal, selfish, egotistical reasons that people are not ready to kind of sacrifice their personal whims for the good of the community, for the truth and for the reality. So Imam towards the end says, وَبَقِيَ قَصَصُ أَخْبَارِهِمْ فِيكُمْ عِبَرًا لِلْمُعْتَبِرِينَ.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, as you mentioned in the starting of the segment, in the introductory part of this session, we say that there were certain reasons why communities fell and became low and why communities progressed. And towards the end, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَبَقِيَ قَصَصُ أَخْبَارِهِمْ فِيكُمْ عِبَرًا لِلْمُؤْتَبِرِينَ. And now the stories of what happened to them have remained to be just lessons for those who want to seek and take lesson. So now, when we see the weaknesses, the divisions and divisiveness, the separation, and how this led to the destruction and annihilations of societies, we see them now as stories, as great, you can say, works of literature for us to ponder upon. Why? Is it for having fun? For listening to a story maybe at night and let's say to be happy to have a bedtime story, or just to enjoy the story and its storyline, how it flows, the ups and the downs in the story, let's say, that the peaks and the valleys of the story. No, it is for taking lesson. And now this was one part of this khutbah called Khutbatul Qasi'ah that we spoke about. And Imam Ali alayhi salam is giving some very important and heavy information in such a beautiful way, in such simple words that can affect the heart. This will cause us to become closer to Nahjul Balagha, closer to understanding what Imam Ali alayhi salam has to say. If Allah gives us time, if Allah gives all of us life, then we should make sure that we take advantage of these statements, take advantage of these words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And of course, we read the second part of the Khutbatul Qasi'ah, which was important, which was actually, you can say, relevant to the topic that we had chosen. But the whole of the sermon has a lot of depth, has a lot of strength, and I advise myself firstly, and then all of us, to have a look at the whole sermon and see what Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us. Now, in summary, inshallah, I will, in the coming segment after the break, I'll explain to you in summary what we have discussed till now.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
So basically, in the discussion that we had in the sermon of Qasi'ah, where we wanted to explain some of the reasons why societies progress and why they stoop low and why they, get destroyed, we discussed how Imam Ali alayhi salam tells us to keep in mind, to take heed of the different, the different stages of different societies in their progress and their falling down, and contemplate on those different events that happened, the reasons why they progressed, the reasons why they lost, and why they became destroyed and they became weakened, and to see how they were in difficult situations, how much they bore patiently, and in that patience, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the strength to become victorious and to become noble and lofty. And that was the actual reason why they became leaders of communities, why they became kings and masters, and why they became role models. And finally, towards the end, Imam Ali alayhi salam tells us to stay away from disunity and separateness and, divisiveness, so that we can go towards the aim that is required as a Muslim ummah. In summary, this part of the sermon, this part of our lecture, which we actually benefited from the sermon of Qasi'ah, was to explain these factors that govern society's progress and regression. And inshallah, in the sessions to come, we'll explain other important factors that actually make up the Islamic society, that are the basic tenets for a Muslim society to be, to have a form, to be able to survive as a Muslim community, inshallah. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to understand the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam and to act according to them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أولى لباه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه